angry, Jamie said. I don't see what my marriage has to do with my job performance here. Hell, the marriage didn't even last 3 years.
I'm sorry I asked, Vijay said. I didn't realize it would upset you so.
I'm not upset.
No, I can see that you're not.
Diary entry. What really hurts is that they don't respect me. They tolerate my presence among them, but behind my back they laugh at me. I'm as good as any of them, but they all think of me as second class or worse. All of them. Each and every one of them.
Night, Sol 21. Jamie lingered over a cup of weak coffee, feeling almost satisfied.
4,000 kilometers, said Vijay. No one's gone even half that distance before.
She was the only other one sitting at the galley table with Jamie. Dinner was over, the table cleared except for their dishes. Rodriguez and Fujita had trooped off to the biolab, while Trumbull, Craig, and Stacy Dejerova had gone to the geology lab. They were planning two excursions, a trek across nearly 4,000 kilometers to Ares Vallis, and a flight to the tallest mountain in the solar system. Trudy Hall had pulled the final comm center shift before they all went to sleep. I think the trip to Olympus Mons will get more attention from the media, Jamie said.
Dex is so excited about retrieving the Pathfinder spacecraft, though. Don't you think the media will get excited, too?
He shrugged. I suppose so, once they get there. But Dex and Possum are going to be driving across the landscape for several weeks. Pretty boring. Unless they run into trouble.
Yeah, said Jamie. There is that. He had been mildly surprised when the technical directors at Tarawa had agreed to the long-distance run. God knows what kind of pressure Trumbull and the other financial backers put on them, Jamie thought. Must have been pretty fierce.
Do you really think the flight to the volcano will draw more attention from the media? Vijay asked.
It won't be exactly the same as climbing Mount Everest, he replied, but it should draw a lot of interest. She seemed to think it over before agreeing.
If the virtual reality rig works, millions of people can share in the moment.
The VR equipment had been cranky for more than a week. I shouldn't have gone up on that boulder, Jamie admitted. I shook something loose, I guess.
That's the technical term for it, Vijay said with a grin.
Possum Craig had gone over the VR rig briefly and found no identifiable fault, yet the equipment worked only in sputters now. It would function well enough for a while, then cut off unpredictably.
I wish Possum had more time to spare, Jamie said.
I'm getting pressure from Tarawa about the lack of VR sessions.
Dex says we're losing money, said Vijay. He means we're not making money we could make if the VR sessions were going smoothly.
Jamie nodded gloomily. I've got half a dozen messages from Dex's father. He's not an easy guy.
Could I see them? She asked.
Jamie felt his eyebrows rise.
Trumbull's messages to me?
They might help me understand Dex, she explained. See what kind of father he's got.
Jamie thought it over briefly, then said, Okay, come on. He got up and went to the comm center, Vijay alongside him. As they approached the geology lab, they heard the passionate voices of Dex and Stacy heatedly arguing. Then Craig's calm, flat Texas twang broke in.
You two are just engaging in a spitting contest. Doesn't matter what particular spot y'all pick for landing the fuel generator, it ain't gonna be the spot y'all actually land in, I can guarantee that.
Jamie glanced in as they passed the lab's open door. Dex was glowering at Craig, but Stacy's strong, heavy features seemed stolid, unemotional.
He is right, Dex, the cosmonaut said. I can put the bird down exactly where you want it, but I will bet there will be a field of big, stupid boulders right at that spot, and we will have to jink the bird over to a smoother area.
But we've got the satellite imagery of the territory, Dex insisted as Vijay and Jamie passed the lab.
Yeah, with a resolution of 1 meter, Craig grumbled. Got any idea what a 1 meter rock will do to the landing struts of your fuel percolator?
Vijay laughed softly.
It's hard to argue with Possum. He doesn't open his mouth unless he's got the facts.
I wish he could find out what's wrong with the VR rig, Jamie said.
What about the backup?
Mitsuo's taking it on the Olympus Mons excursion.
Ah, of course.
They stepped through the open doorway of the comm center. Even though its partitions were only 2.5 meters high, the room felt warmer to Jamie than anywhere else in the dome. Maybe it's the equipment always running, giving off heat, he thought. But the life support equipment was always running, too. And that section of the dome didn't feel as warm. With an inward shrug, he told himself, "It's your imagination. It's all in your mind." Trudy was sitting at the main console, twitching in rhythm to the primal rock music playing in the earphones she had clamped to her boyishly styled dark brown hair. Jamie could hear its heavy thump even through the earphones. She turned and pulled the headset off. A blast of shrill noise filled the comm center. Trudy quickly clicked it off.
"How did you hear us come in?" Jamie asked, incredulous.
"Didn't, actually," Hall said. "But you're not vampires, are you?"
"Huh?"
She hiked a thumb toward the monitor screen.
"I saw your reflection in the display."
"Oh."
"I'm all finished here."
She got up from her chair.
"Everything's tucked in for the night."
"You really shouldn't play that stuff so loud,"
Vijay said, quite seriously.
"It can damage your hearing."
"What?"
Trudy cupped an ear, pretending deafness. Both women laughed, and Trudy headed for the doorway with a light-hearted,
"Ta."
As Trudy pranced out of the comm center, she passed the square, boxy form of the immersion table. "I ought to be spending more time planning my own trip out to the cliff dwelling," Jamie told himself. "I ought to spend as much time on that as Dex is spending on this damned silly excursion to Ares Vallis. But I'm stuck doing the stratigraphy work that he should be doing instead of planning my own excursion." Feeling almost weary, he sat in one of the wheeled swivel chairs and pulled up the Elder Trumbull's messages on one of the display screens. Vijay sat beside him and stared in silence at the icily demanding old man. There were 6 messages so far, the shortest of them running more than 12 minutes.
"This is a totally unacceptable situation, Waterman," Darrell C. Trumbull was saying. "Totally unacceptable. Each VR transmission is worth upwards of $30 million to us. $30 million! That's how much money you're pissing down the drain because you and your pack of brilliant scientists can't get some simple electronics equipment to function properly."
Vijay sat through all 6 of Trumbull's increasingly vitriolic tirades without speaking. When the last of them was finished, she said,
"Wow."
Jamie blanked the display screen. "I'm glad there's 100 million kilometers between us."
"That's what Dex has had to deal with all his life," she murmured. "No wonder he's so driven."
Jamie said nothing. "She's not worried about what I have to put up with. She's thinking about Dex."
"What are you doing to placate him?" Vijay asked.
Jamie said, "Nothing will placate him unless we get the VR transmissions going again. I've thought about using the backup equipment, but Mitsuo is going to use it at Olympus Mons, and I don't want to take the chance of messing it up before then."
"I suppose that's right," Vijay said, nodding slowly. "And Possum can't fix this rig?"
"He's looked at it, and he can't find what's wrong. He calls it engineer's hell. Everything checks, but nothing works." A pair of tiny furrows took form between Vijay's brows. She looked as if she were trying to fix the situation by thinking hard on it. "The fault must be in the VR system's computer," Jamie said. "The cameras and data gloves look okay."
"Can we switch another computer?"
"No, it's built into the system." She leaned back in the chair.
"You've got a problem, mate."
"It's an annoyance," Jamie said, "not a problem. I can't get too worked up about it, even if it's giving Dex's dad a stroke." She looked at him curiously.
"Well, I'd certainly be worked up about it if somebody was coming down on me like he's leaning on you."
Jamie smiled. "What's he going to do, fire me?"
"There is that,"
she smiled back. "Some things are important and others aren't. You've got to find the path that lets you deal with the important things.
And ignore the rest?"
He shook his head. "Not ignore them. Just keep them in their proper balance." Vijay's gaze took on a slightly different air.
"You know, Jamie, you just might be the sanest man I know."
"I thought we were all crazy."
"Oh, we are," she said, standing up. "Certainly we are. But for a madman, you're quite level-headed."